Episode 2074, Are You Rehearsing the Past for the Present?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Get your hard hat on because it is a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Are you rehearsing the past for the present? Surely not. But if you are, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, too much of our time is spent revisiting the past, replaying our failures and hurts with few successes. Are you rehearsing the past for the present? I know I can very easily get locked into my past. I used to do it a lot when I was younger, even into my teens and 20s. And I would sit there and replay things over and over and over again, almost to the point where a decade could go by and I would find myself back in that position going, seriously? That was so long ago. Why am I recounting every step? How much of your day is spent on the past and not the present? You know, the rear view perspective holds you back from living in the present and investing in your future. You are created for more, on purpose, for a purpose. You know, I'm amazed at how we get so caught up in what we did 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, and even 5 decades ago. We can replay things over and over and over again. Well, you know me, I love sports. And yes, football's back. But today I have a story for you in regards to the US Open. I was watching Zverev from Germany and Thiem from Austria, and they were playing for the US Open 2020 championship. And yes, boy, was it incredible. It was a hard-fought battle for the win, going to 5 sets with a tiebreaker to decide the champion. It was crazy. I felt myself going, oh my gosh, Thiem, why are you not in it on the first set? Second set, I'm like, surely he'll wake up. And no, it didn't happen. Third, I'm like, really? Come on. And he won it. Now, understand, these were two incredible players. And if I could have given the trophy, I would have given it to both of them. They played absolutely incredible tennis. But you see, the story here is about Thiem. He's ranked number 2 in the world right now, and he lost the first 2 sets, forcing a must win for each set to follow. Because it's the, you know, the best 3 out of 5 that they play for the men's side. And so had Thiem kept rehearsing the past for the present, he would have never made it to the end becoming the champion. He would have gotten stuck, and at one point during the 3rd set, there was this slight hesitation. I'm like, come on, when are we going to ramp it up here? We got to let the 1st set go. We got to let the 2nd set go. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Forget the former things. In order to move forward in life, in order to win a championship, it takes a fit mind to take the lessons learned and press into a new day, into a new moment. So how do you forget the former things? Well, number 1, recall the lesson. It's not about the mistake or the failure. It's not about recalling the past. It's about recalling the lesson. You can practice that every single day. You can encourage your children to do that. You can do it in your marriage. It's very important for us that when we are looking towards things, that we're not beating ourselves up for it. Well, only if we did this. Yeah, you can't change the past, but you can change the present. Look at your health. So many of us say, I'm going to start on Monday. It's Monday. Are you starting a new diet? Are you starting a new workout routine? Oh, wait, but if you fall off today, will you continue tomorrow? Most of us don't, because we fall into the excuse, well, I messed up this time, so I'm going to wait till next Monday. Seriously? Next thing you know, 50 weeks have already gone by. You got 2 weeks left till the end of the new year. Oh, I'm not going to do anything now because it's almost a new year. I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to eat whatever I want, and then I'll start fresh. Really? The problem is we keep going back to the past and not recalling the lesson. Andy Andrews says this, it's time to stop letting your history control your destiny. Are you allowing your past to dictate your present? I mean, that's a serious question. Because if you keep reliving your past in your head, and not in a healthy way. Now, understand this. I am all for counseling. I am all for coaching. And there are times in our lives that we need to go back. And we need to figure out the lessons learned. And we need to go back and say, okay, this is what happened. So we can deal with the past. So we can move on. Yes, in those circumstances, you need to go back and you need to recall the past. But overall, we're looking to recall the lesson, not relive the past. There is a difference. I know if you've been scorned one way or another with a person, it doesn't even have to be your spouse. It could be a best friend. It could be even someone you met online in a Facebook group or Instagram. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's acting this way. The nerve of him. I mean, seriously. Okay, already you're like, you haven't even been friends for a year and you're thinking like it's the end of the world. And all you can do is every single time this person's picture or name comes up, you're like, we got to get over it. We got to recall the lesson, not the past. Because otherwise, you're letting your history control your destiny. Your history, your past doesn't define you. It can refine you. But you have to be willing to recall the lesson. Number two, be present in the moment. If you are present, your past cannot overtake you, nor can it overwhelm you. I know a lot of us, including myself, if we get stuck in that past and we're like, oh my gosh, I've tried this diet thing, like, I've lost count. I don't have enough toes and fingers to count how many times I've tried. But it's just not working, so why should I do it now? Why should you not do it now? Seriously. Maybe now you'll actually get it right. You'll get past that first Monday, even when you fall off on Wednesday, you'll still get back on it Thursday and continue Friday. And Saturday, maybe you take a day off, and then Sunday's like, oh yeah, this is feeling great. And Monday comes around and you're like, yes, I stuck it in for a week. You got to be present in the moment. Because if you're not present in the moment, what happens? You get stuck. The past will hold you back. But if you're willing to say, oh no, I'm focused right here where I'm at. I can do what I can do now. When I open up that refrigerator, man, I have a choice of eating leftover crap food that we didn't eat when we went out to the restaurant, or I can have a healthy, nutrient-dense lunch. Which am I going to choose? You have a choice right there to be present with the choice that you make. And when you make the proper choice, the good choice for you, guess what? You're not stuck. And that's a positive way to move forward. Forget the former things. Recall the lessons. Be present in the moment. You are not defined by your failures. You are not defined by your successes. You are defined by your presence. How will you show up today? How will you show up in the moment? Be present. And finally, number three, carry an attitude of anticipation. Anticipate newness. Anticipate opportunity. Anticipate refreshment. Expect the unexpected in a good way. This isn't about going, okay, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe this will work. Maybe this won't work because before. No, stop talking yourself into circles. That doesn't help either. Carry an attitude of anticipation. And you know what? You still could fall short, but you could hit a home run. So why sell yourself short? Anticipate newness. The opportunity of what? A transformation. To get to a transformation, you have to go through transition. So that means you have to start making good choices. And if you can make five good choices out of six in a day, don't you think is going to add up to awesomeness in the end? Of course it is. So don't sell yourself short. Carry an attitude of anticipation. Champion your day. You don't have to be perfect in your actions. No one is perfect, but you do have to be willing to be imperfect in your actions, which means what? You have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You have to be willing to press in. You have to be willing to move forward with imperfect actions. You have to be willing, yes, to fall down and then be willing to stand up. This is the day to start something new, to gain a different perspective, and to see what's possible in the impossible. Team and Zverev, oh my goodness, it was incredible. I watched their entire match. And our youngest son, he would come in once in a while. Mom, where are they? Because he was doing studies. And he couldn't 100% dedicate his time of hours watching the Open, but he did want to pay attention to what was going on. And so he would come in for the update. And yeah, the first two sets, they weren't looking good for team. Awesome for Zverev. He was doing amazing, kicking it. But then team said, no, you know what? I can turn this around. Forget the former things. It's not about what happened to you, but what you've learned from it. Don't dwell in the past. Champion your day. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.